Blog Talk Radio.
October is Missions Month at Allegheny Center Alliance Church. Stay tuned as we talk to Pastor Glenn Hanna, who's going to let us know what we can expect during the month here today on Ministry Beat.
This is the ACAC Radio Network, and welcome to Ministry Beat, a show designed to highlight the latest happenings at Allegheny Center Alliance Church, a vibrant urban congregation located in the heart of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This program will focus on the latest emphasis at ACAC known as Expanded Influence, especially the three C's of communication, campus expansion, and church planting. And now, here is your host, John Stanko.
Well, hello out there in Internet Radio Land. This is John Stanko, your host, as Karen introduced me, and it's good to be back with you today. It's good to have my friend and colleague, the missions pastor at Allegheny Center Alliance Church, Glenn Hanna, on today. Glenn's going to talk to us. It's October, and it's a missions month. Glenn, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here with you, John.
Yes, nice to be back. Our listeners would know that we had technical difficulties yesterday, but we're going to press through, and I appreciate you giving me the extra time. Let's just get started and talk about what's the story with this month. What's the theme? Tell us about some of the programs. We want to talk about some of the visiting ministries. But first of all, what do you hope and the Missions Committee hope to accomplish this month?
Yeah, well, so if I could put it in a nutshell, I hope that we are able this month to build a fire in the hearts of everybody in the congregation with just a passionate, burning, intense fire for lost souls, for the spread of the gospel throughout this earth. So that is, of course, the goal. And we're focusing this month on a theme that is a little bit peculiar. It's called Danger, Courage, and Obedience, and subtitled Serving God in Dangerous Places. So that's the theme, that's the direction, and that's what we've built the entire month around. So as you know, the Christian and Missionary Alliance is a very passionate mission-sending organization. We are probably one of the leading missions organizations on the planet currently, and one of the top mission-sending organizations in the history of the church, right up there with the Moravians and right up there with the early church, who sent out missionaries and people across the globe to spread this wonderful gospel. And so we're very proud of that, and it's so much a part of our DNA that here at Allegheny Center Alliance Church, we have selected or decided that the best way for us to advance missions and the passion for missions within the church is to set aside an entire month where every message, everything that we do, whether it's related to men's ministry, women's ministry, children's students ministry, adult ministry, is all focused on developing deeper commitment to and passion for missions.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm looking at the a bulletin from this past Sunday, and you open it up, and right there it jumps out, the Insanity of God movie night. Talk to us about that. I'm looking at the date, October 13th, 7 p.m., Main Sanctuary. What's that all about?
Yeah, well, that's a movie that is produced from a book, which is also called The Insanity of God. And I highly recommend it to anybody who has any interest in missions or the God of missions, and it is in many ways a life changer. So this is written by a man who worked for a non-government organization, and he was a Baptist missionary in Africa. And when he was in Africa, he sensed a call to Somalia in the mid-90s. Now, if you recall, John, in the mid-90s, Somalia was in the midst of a civil war. It was then called Somaliland, and it was just a horrific place. You might have seen the movie Black Hawk Down. the fighting that took place in Mogadishu.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the entire country had erupted into tribal warfare. And there was no government. There was no no civil resources available anywhere. People
mm-hmm.
were dying of starvation. People were being murdered by tribal warlords. And it was just a horrific, horrific place. And so this person, the author, Nick Ripken, that's a pseudonym, of course, was in the midst of Somaliland and attempting to bring some sort of relief to the thousands and thousands of people that were dying horrific deaths around him. And it transformed him. It transformed his thoughts about God and who God mm-hmm. is. And does God actually ask us to be a self-sacrificing people? And he concluded, after a long struggle with this, that as he watched the very few Christians in who were alive in Somaliland at the time, all murdered. And so it was essentially the erasing of Christian witness within Somaliland. And so his struggle led him to do a great deal of research into the history of persecution and the current status of the church globally. It's a very moving book, and it is an equally moving movie, and I highly recommend that everybody come out and see it. It's free. The movie's free. We're also having a dinner that night for those to make it easy for people to be able to come to the movie. They can come here. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a dinner that's available. It's $5 for the dinner. It requires a registration ahead of time so that we know how many people are actually coming. But
mm-hmm.
So it'll be a good, decent meal, and then we'll go up to the sanctuary to watch this movie. And I'm just hoping and praying that we get a great turnout. And the book is also for sale. We have purchased a large number of copies of this book and also the sequel, which is called The Insanity of Obedience. They are both for sale here at the church at cost. The missions department has purchased these books at a very low price, and we are selling them for what we bought them for. Our interest is in making certain that this information is available to people. So
yeah,
we're very excited about this, and we've had great cooperation from the entire church. Everybody's on board. Pastor Rock is supportive of this, and the entire administrative team are very enthusiastic about this. So,
yeah, you told me yesterday that one of the elders gave you some feedback on the book already.
Yeah, so I've been actually giving them away. I think that this is such an important book that the people in leadership, I've just been handing them out and trying to encourage them to read it. And I handed it to one of our elders, a wonderful guy, just a real, real good, honest, decent, godly man. And he said he doesn't read a lot because he still suffers with some dyslexia. But he started to read this book, and he couldn't put it down. It was so engaging. It was so challenging. It was so moving to him emotionally and spiritually that he read it. And he and I have been in contact since. He's also read the sequel, The Insanity of Obedience. And he is sensing a call to deeper devotion to God and a deeper commitment to God's call to take the gospel to this whole earth. So it's very very exciting.
Yeah, so the movie night is October 13th. That's a Friday night, 7 p.m. dinner, $5 before it starts at 6 o'clock. The movie will be
right
in the sanctuary. That weekend we also have something I'm looking on the calendar called a commissioning. Talk to us a little bit about what will be going on that weekend.
Yeah, so we have, this is amazing, John. I just want to sort of celebrate the fact that, you know, last year we sent out seven new workers into the field in very difficult places in this limited access, creative access countries. And this year also we're sending out another, and this is a person that has been at the church here for well, for her whole life, but she's actually been working at the church for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
She was very, very successful. You know this person. You have a fondness for her. And as a matter of fact, I think that you were instrumental in helping her to recognize a call in her life. And that was at a time when she was a very successful businesswoman. She was she had a great deal of responsibility for a very large corporation. And she sensed so firmly the call on her life because she accompanied you to Kenya, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
And it was during that time that you helped walk her through a recognition of the call. Well, she has been developing everything that she needs to do in order to be able to be adequately prepared to go to the field. And she will be going out as a fully funded Christian and Missionary Alliance international worker. And we are celebrating that. And so there will be mm-hmm. a commissioning and a recognition of that on that weekend as well. And so very proud, mm-hmm. honored to be able to see people called to this level of commitment.
Yeah. I'm sorry I'll miss the weekend. I'll be on a missions trip. I'll be in Nigeria speaking at a leadership conference and teaching at a graduate school there. But then the month doesn't end there. The following weekend, I'm looking at the schedule. It says Friday, Family Fun Night, Friday, October 20th. Talk to us about that.
So what we do is we work with student ministries. And as I mentioned before, all the departments of the church engage in missions during October. And so one of the things, apart from the many splendid things that they do in children's ministry here at ACAC, during Missions Month, they focus on and tune their lessons all towards missions. And they're so creative. I'm always amazed mm-hmm. at creative people, John. They, mm-hmm. I don't know what, it must be a gift, you know, finding your purpose. But they do such creative things. And one of the things that they've done over the past several years is they've put together these family fun nights. And I have to clarify exactly what it is that they're doing, but this is focused on children and families, where they encourage families to come out with their children and engage in some fun activities, all related to missions, over in our children's ministry department at 4AC, mm-hmm. and so the entire complex over there, the entire floor is set aside for missions related fun activities, and it's an opportunity for parents to engage with their kids to talk about what missions is all about, for them to hear some instruction and be introduced to other cultural type of activities, and they get to taste international foods, and we have people who have worked in international ministries as well as people who are immigrants here from other countries,
mm-hmm.
and so it should, it has always been such a fun and engaging thing every time they've done it, and so I expect the same thing this year as well.
Yeah,
and they always
really
do something like, they always do something like have me dress up like a clown or something, you know, peculiar.
Yeah,
so
Abraham
they
or Moses.
They get great fun out
Noah.
Of humiliating me. What's that?
Yeah, like Moses or Noah. Yeah,
right.
Humiliation is one of the foundations of going into the ministry. That same weekend,
right.
I'm looking here now, extended ministry minute. Obviously, we're used to seeing a minute or two update in our services presented by our outstanding video department. What's the extended ministry minute? What can we look forward to there?
Yeah, I have to be cautious about what I say here, and so please understand that as I sort of shield this, it's for the purpose of protecting the people that are involved.
Mm-hmm.
But we have had a long-term partnership with a churches that we helped to plant in some very closed countries, dangerous and closed countries. And this extended ministry minute is an interview with an individual who happens to be a close personal friend of Pastor Rock, and that this church has been supportive of in many, many ways over the past many years. And there is a great deal of strife in the country. It's an extremely dangerous context, not unlike, not quite on the same scale, but not unlike what would have happened in Somalia, that we were referring to earlier. And this is an interview, and it is such a moving interview to hear this person speak with such simple faith, calling that he and others have in the midst of this horrific environment, and how they persevere, how they see their lives, how they recognize the danger and the cost, and yet their unwillingness to walk away from the other people who don't know Christ, who are hurting, and that they have an opportunity to minister to. And the amazing thing is that in the midst of all this turmoil, the church is growing. It's just, it's growing exponentially. And the splendid reports that they have, or that he has, about some of the things that have been happening. And it, again, this is well worth the time spent to invest in and listening to the extended ministry. We're so proud of our partners around this globe.
Mm-hmm. Now, talk to us a little bit about, we've got somebody speaking this weekend, a very special person, but then we have some other special speakers lined up throughout the month. Talk to us about the schedule of ministry.
Well, so I was actually asked to speak in the main sanctuary, and I'm hoping it's not a mistake. And But being the missions pastor here at ACAC, it was suggested that I should kick off this delicate topic of danger, courage, and obedience. And so I am so honored to do this. As I've never spoken in our church before in the sanctuary or in a worship setting. And so I feel as if this is a personal honor for me, and I'm so grateful for it, but mostly because, like yours, my heart just beats with missions. And I feel as if I do have something that the Lord has given me. As a matter of fact, and I might ask you for some advice about this, you're such a great preacher, and I'm really a backroom kind of a guy. I like to work behind the scenes. But it's hard for me to write without weeping on the paper, so I'm hoping that I'll be able to get through it. I'm hoping I can get through it without blubbering up there on stage.
Well, Paul talked about he exhorted the, I believe it was the Thessalonians, through tears, and so, or no, he reported to the Ephesian elders. So don't hold back. It's part of who you are. Be yourself. And I was just writing this morning about David in Psalm 139 in the midst of all his persecutions and Saul chasing and everything. He said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And that's a part of who you are. That's part of your heart. So let the people see it, because I think our hearts need to be touched and broken with the passion that we should have, or that somebody has, for the gospel and for touching the world. So go for it. I'll be there Saturday night, and we'll be cheering you on and the Lord on as he speaks through you. And we'll be praying for your continued preparation time. Then I think we have a couple of other special guests throughout the month. Tell us about them.
Yeah, so I can identify this person. His name is Ed Mangum. He is currently the district superintendent of the Ohio Valley District of the Christian and Missionary Alliance, a brilliant man. And he was formerly an international worker in the Middle East, and he is coming to share some of his personal experiences and his understanding of what it means to
to confront danger, to live your life with courage, the source of courage, and really, in all honesty, I know you know this, John, that the source of courage is faith. Courage is really a byproduct of faith in many ways, that if we believe the one who calls us, then there's really nothing that we are unwilling or unable to do. We are motivated by the faith and the certainty of it, of the person that calls us. And I'm looking forward very much to having him impact this church as well.
Mm-hmm. So that's Ed Mangum, and that's the weekend of the 21st and the 22nd. Unfortunately, I'll still be in Africa the following weekend.
Well, fortunately, you'll be in Africa.
Fortunately, yes. And now with live streaming and other technology we have, I can stay in touch. Now, I'm looking at the schedule.
So we can't
say
this next person's name. Yeah, we can't identify this last person at all. So.
Okay.
But
so
I can tell you something about this is a person who this person has been engaged in ministry. There has been death. There has been violent outbreaks, and it is this is a very, very moving speaker, a person who's very gifted and also speaks from the depth of her heart and experiences and discusses the struggle of how to learn how to love people who literally hate you and want you dead, and yet to persevere. It is stunning. This person is just a tremendous inspiration, and I'm hoping that we crowd the place out. I think everybody in the church needs to hear what this person has to say.
Yeah.
I'm very pleased with the lineup that we have. Of course, the next week, our pastor Rock will be speaking, and he will be speaking on this same topic of danger, courage, and obedience. And I think that God challenges us to live at a different level than we comfortably move into. There's a quote by one of my personal heroes, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, and he said something interesting. He said, every man has many glib little excuses for why he should not sacrifice himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we all are that way. And I point to myself as well. I'm guilty of that as well. I always have a tendency to comfort and safety. And that's not necessarily what God calls us to.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me ask you, anything new on Syria? What are you hearing from there? What reports do you have, if any?
Well, as you know, millions of people have left Syria. Mm-hmm. Syria is just a tragedy. And most of the churches that have, and by the way, Syria is the oldest country with a continuous Christian presence in the entire world. Since the time of the apostles, there's been a church in Syria, and many of the Christians, maybe most of the Christians, have actually left Syria. But the ones that remain, the churches are full, but they're not full of Christians. They're full of people who have come to the church for refuge and have moved from the predominant religion there. And we're seeing a massive growth in the churches there, and it's all new growth. So I can't say a lot, but that is, as you know, it's been said that persecution is the environment in which the church grows, and that the blood of the martyrs is seat of the church. And in many ways, that we're seeing that in a very real way in Syria. The church is growing. There is enthusiasm for the growth, in spite of the fact that people are losing their heads and being murdered for their faith.
Yeah. There's never been a better time to serve the Lord. There's never been a more urgent time. There's never been, in some ways, an easier time, in that we can get on a plane in 24 hours. We can be anywhere where it used to take them months to arrive by boat, and they lost contact with back home and what have you. So, Glenn, we certainly appreciate what you're doing. You're just not committed to missions during Missions Month. You carry the torch and help keep us before us throughout the year. And what I can hear, I think God is blessing your efforts by the number of people who are going out, by the number of people who are interested in missions, talking about missions. And so we can't save the whole world, but we can't save parts and pieces of it that God reveals that are our assignment. Anything else before we close? Anything else we need to know about the month? Anything from your perspective that will help us enter into the fullness of what's ahead of us in October?
I guess I don't have anything along those lines, but I would like to say thank you as well. I mean, talk about keeping the torch out there, and this is not like a mutual admiration society. I don't mean it to sound like that, but I really am grateful for the ways that you not only inspire, but you help people to rethink themselves, and you do it on a very personal level. You do it from the pulpit. You do it in many ways. And simply by your example, the person that you are, you say to me, I'm going to Nigeria, by the way. And it's like I say, well, I need to go to Monroeville Mall. And I just really appreciate the intensity of your passion for the work of God around this globe.
Yeah, well, thank you. We've known one another a long time and have watched God work in both of our lives. Remembering where we started from and where we are today really is a testimony to God's grace. And I'm glad to help out, and I certainly look forward to, as you know, we have postponed the Kenya trip for next year due to the political unrest there. So I'm just praying maybe God has another direction. And if you think of anything, and I don't have to be in a leadership position, if I can be of support, you please let me know. And so I will see you this weekend. We'll be praying for you, and then I'll be out, but I'll certainly be staying in touch. Keep up the good work, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
Bye now.
All right. God bless. All right, Pastor Glenn Hanna, the missions pastor at ACAC, good report on what will be going on this month, and we need to be praying for Pastor Glenn as he prepares for this weekend. I know exactly what he's talking about. You can't prepare a message unless you invest yourself, and when you invest yourself, it can be a very exhilarating but a very painful and arduous process. So that about wraps it up. We went a little longer today because we were going to do two shows, but yesterday's show didn't quite work out, technical difficulties. But thanks for listening in. Please share this with somebody, and please pay attention to the schedule that is in the bulletin. Be supportive and participate in the things that are happening over the month. These are not casual events. These are well thought out, and they are designed to contribute to your awareness, understanding, and commitment to mission. So this is John Stanker, your host for Ministry Beat. I'll do a couple shows next week. Hope to have Pastor Blaine. Hope to have Sharon White on, and then I will be off to Nigeria, and we'll pick this up again when we come back. Until next week, so long for now, and I'll see you around campus this weekend for the start of Missions Month at Allegheny Center Alliance Church. So long for now.
Thanks again for listening to this edition of Ministry Beat with your host, John Stanko. Join us again soon on the ACAC Internet Radio for more insight into and information about the Expanded Influence Initiative at Allegheny Center Alliance Church. You can also access this show by going online to www.acacreach.com. If you have any questions concerning Expanded Influence
or with ideas for future shows, you can write John at john.stanko@acac.net. John.stanko. Thank you, and tell your friends about Ministry Beat.